Don't the Allman Brothers just make you feel better? I'm Maggie Dawn, folks. Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you've got exactly 7 minutes and 5 seconds right now to text in the word to be entered to win some amazing prizes in Civic Media's multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Daily prizes include $200 cash and gold jewelry, and our grand prize, which your text message with the word of the hour will get you entered to win, is 2 tickets where Green Bay faces off against Minnesota on November 23rd. Those are club-level indoor seats, plus a gas card to get you there and back, a $1,500 value. That word to win is bling, B-L-I-N-G, as in you will be blinging when you've got those tickets, all in the warm comforts of the indoor club level on November 23rd. Folks, before the break, I was bringing you some of the very Trey Bizarre saga of Tom Homan taking a bag of cash, apparently, allegedly, in exchange for a promise to direct contracts related to Homeland Security to businesses made up by the FBI agents that put the sting together. He was asked about this yesterday or Monday on Laura Ingraham's Fox TV show. Let's take a listen to Tom Homan's non-response.
Give you a chance to address this article that came out over the weekend. And it was on our always reliable MSNBC. And they said that you took $50,000 in cash in a bag from an undercover FBI agent to help them win government contracts in Trump's second term. The DOJ said they concluded there was no criminal wrongdoing, but nevertheless, that story is out there, and I imagine you want to respond to that.
Now, just before we get to Homan's response, a couple of things there. The DOJ has concluded that there is no crime here, and they're not charging you. Donald Trump's DOJ has concluded that he's not going to be interested in prosecuting that. That's thing one. Thing two, he fired again the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia for refusing to prosecute, you know, doing the same thing that his own DOJ just did for Tom Homan, refusing to prosecute or even indict or bring an indictment to a grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia against Donald Trump's political enemies. But, you know, because Tom Homan's on his side. Dismiss those charges. But most importantly, Ingraham has asked him to address the charges, specifically the alleged facts that you took a bag filled with $50,000 in cash and promised the people that gave you that bag that you would direct contracts their way. Listen to Tom Homan not deny any of those operative facts. Take a listen.
Absolutely. Look, I did nothing criminal. I did nothing illegal. And there's hit piece after hit piece after hit piece. And I'm glad the FBI and DOJ came out and said, and, you know, said that nothing illegal happened and nothing, you know, no criminal activity. You're talking about a guy who spent 34 years enforcing the law. I mean, I left a very successful business that I ran to come back and work for a government again. I'm back on a government paycheck. Not only did I sacrifice my family sacrifices. I make sacrifices every day. I got more death threats than anybody. I got a security team around me, but guess what? My kids don't. My wife don't. I mean, I haven't lived with my wife in months because I don't want her to be here right now with all the threats. So after all the sacrifices, after serving my nation all these years, they want to come out and dirty me up. And it's not going to end. There's a hit piece on me every 2 weeks. But keep coming, because you know what? Tom Homan isn't going anywhere. Tom Homan isn't shutting up. And Tom Homan's going to keep doing what he's doing, because working with President Trump's the greatest honor of my life. We're making this country safer again every day, and we're going to keep doing it.
So it's bizarre for so many reasons, but most of all, folks, just note the fact that he didn't deny the facts. And if we're going to talk about releasing the Epstein files, release the Homan tape. If this is such a nothing burger, FBI, Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, and the rest of them, release the Homan tape, video or audio or whatever it is, so the American people can judge whether or not the alleged bagman Homan was trying to, you know, because of all of his sacrifice and the death threats, you know, get a little extra on the side, since it's been such a burden for him to serve the American public for these years. The whole thing is just gross. And let me finish today by saying this. Donald Trump has railed about draining the swamp for years and years. For Donald Trump, that means getting rid of merit-based hiring through the civil service. For Donald Trump, that means getting rid of objective science and good data analysis. For Donald Trump, that means getting rid of the agencies that are created to help protect you and me and to ensure fair free market competition. When Donald Trump says drain the swamp, he means to drain all expertise and fairness out of the federal government and to fill it with just his preferred swamp, lackeys like Tom Homan, who apparently took a bag of cash. That's the rot, and it is the rot that always results when you value loyalty over competency, when you value sycophancy over expertise, when you value your own political power and economic desires, when you put all of those things above what is actually good for the American people, Tom Homan is the swamp that needs to be drained. But that rot starts right at the top with Donald Trump, folks. I don't know about you, but I've had just about enough of this. We'll be back tomorrow fighting the good fight. Until then, folks, take care. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.